It's a beautiful time to be alive because I am happy to introduce a brand new segment that is on water, sanitation and hygiene. Now, that is probably brought to you, proudly brought to you, that's by the Development Workshop Namibia in partnership with KFW. Now, together, we can prevent the spread of infections and maintain good sanitation standards in our communities. Now, did you know that over 40% of Namibia's total population resides in informal settlements? And shockingly, approximately 66% of urban dwellers call these areas home. Yet many of these communities lack basic necessities like electricity, water, sanitation, adequate housing, and even land rights. Now, Development Workshop Namibia is committed to confronting these challenges head on. Now, through community-driven initiatives and advocacy efforts, they work tirelessly to improve living conditions in informal settlements, ensuring access to essential services, as well as advocating for land rights. Hence, Lafika is also joining us in studio today. Hi, Lafika, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome back. It's been a minute.
Thank you. You're talking about Jack Harlow, the song We Love It Here. We really love it here, Trish. That's why we keep on coming back.
Exactly. And also joining us today in studio is Shea Vali Gottlieber. That is the Community Welfare Program Coordinator at Development Workshop Namibia. Now, Shea Vali will talk to us about the DWN Community Welfare Program and also the WASH mass media campaign that they have just launched. How are you doing, man?
I'm alive. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. How's the day going so far?
All well.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully you've tried. You've tried most of the fresh safe as well. It's right there, you know, 16,000 inside.
What? Are we allowed to try it?
We can talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah.
But let's dive straight into it now. Can you please provide an overview that is of the Development Workshop Namibia's community welfare pillar?
Okay, thank you so much. So at Development Workshop Namibia, under the community welfare pillar, we are trying to really improve the conditions that are existing, as you just mentioned, in the informal settlements. Mm-hmm. And we are intervening in with different approaches. The first one, we're trying to improve the sanitation.
Yes.
And by this, we mean, you know, access to safe toilet, mm-hmm. Approved toilets, as well as hygiene, personal yes. hygiene also. Also awareness on hand washing, how to prevent all these communicable diseases.
Yeah.
As well as we also pushing for social enterprises. Situation in the informal settlement is not all sunshine and rainbow.
Yeah.
So it's really tough. So we're also introducing activities that could solve issues in the informal settlements. At the same time, the residents are also generating income, as well as maintaining a cleaner environment through cleanup campaign and just maintaining proper solid waste management in informal settlements.
Exactly. And I think now we're in a time, because I remember back in the day, we used to have a lot of, you know, cleanup campaigns and hygiene campaigns and all that jazz. And not a lot of people took it seriously. And then boom, COVID hit and everyone is washing their hands. You know, everyone has
to wake up call.
It's a wake up call. Yeah. So there's a brand new campaign you guys have out called the WASH campaign.
Yeah.
I would like us to dive into it with reference to specifics. But quickly, let's quickly check in with Sanlam Namibia and then we'll be back in a bit.
Exciting news, parents. Fresh FM is hosting.
This we built at public sites of service, as well as at early childhood development centers. This is an example to say, hey, if you live in Havana, you are as well allowed to build your own toilet. Here is the design. Mm-hmm. Here is how you build it. Wow. Here are the cost breakdowns. And then we kind of monitor until you complete your toilet. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, while you're still finding resources to build your own toilet, here is a sanitation center that you can use and access.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one. Another one, it's really the social enterprise component. As I said, life is quite very difficult and challenging in the informal settlements, mm-hmm. and people really would appreciate earning an income from anything. Mm-hmm. So would then have waste collection points attached to recycling centers in those communities. So the communities can also collect their recyclables and then we'll connect them to the buyers of this recyclable. And then they would earn income.
Yes.
As well as having business stalls, jackhammer operator, for example, here in Windhoek, you cannot dig. It's hard rock. Mm-hmm. So you can't really build a toilet if you don't have the machinery.
Exactly.
So we kind of set up those businesses and empower these local entrepreneurs in the community to operate this business, building more toilet as well as earning an income.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, let's keep it locked on the community welfare pillar. Now, are there any innovative approaches that you guys employ to enhance sanitation and also hygiene in these particular areas?
Yep. Quite many. One I would start with is just hand washing technology. Mm-hmm. Everyone will tell you wash your hands with running water and soap, but it's a different reality in the informal settlements. We don't have running water on tap. Mm-hmm. So you have to go fetch water, 5 kilos, and then you have to come wash your hands. So mm-hmm. we introduce a tippy tap, which is a kite, very simple technology on how to wash your hands. You have a bottle that stands, and then you just step on it, and then the water comes out, and then you wash your hands. It's a very, very safe way. We are also doing also the toilet design. We had to design a toilet that is very sustainable, that is also environmentally friendly. It's not polluting the water, underground aquifers, and so on. And making it an option in an environment that doesn't have access to sewer or just availability of water and so on. So on. So these are some of the innovative ways. Another way, there is no proper waste collection in the informal, in many informal settlements mm-hmm. across the country. So we set up then what we call waste collection points, where community can bring their waste in confined refuse bags. And mm-hmm. then these collection points are fenced off, so they're well protected. And we connect these waste collection points to the system that the formal municipal is using.
Yes.
For example, we'll say, okay, in this area, the municipal truck cannot access because of the bad road, but there is an area within the community that maybe they can access with a smaller car to get all the waste out. So yeah. Those are some of the innovative ways we're looking forward to.
Wow. And I must say, these are brilliant initiatives that are definitely improving the lives of the residents in these informal settlements. And I would like to dive into the impact of doing so and how exactly you measure the impact of your WASH initiatives on the communities as well.
Okay. Let me start first how we measure it. So first of all, we do what we call baseline study. Mm-hmm. We get into a new area. We familiarize ourselves with the conditions. How many toilets are in these areas? What are some of the risk behaviors? Are people practicing open defecation? Are they not washing their hands? And also general understanding of hygiene.
Yeah.
Once we do that, then we intervene. But also when we are intervening, we use a GIS, a geo-information system. So we basically collect data as well as monitor.
Yeah.
So if I come to your house today and I give you this pamphlet, I would take your georeference point. I would also indicate that I gave you information on WASH, on menstrual hygiene and solid waste and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we monitor also progress. Let's say we came in your community in 2019 and you only had 500 households and 3 toilets.
Yeah.
And now you have like 300 toilets. Then we're able to see, okay, which households have built their own toilet and so on.
Mm-hmm.
As well as also through cleanup campaigns, we also promoting this for environments to be more cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And the impacts are quite very positive, I would say. I remember really going in an area where it's unpleasant to even stand there.
Yeah.
It's creating a lot of discomfort. You are seeing people publicly practicing open defecation, you see, and the smell is really, really bad. The children are playing in these waste islands, and you see the intervention that we are doing, and you can see the behavior changing. People are cleaning, they are doing regular cleanup campaigns every weekend, they are building toilet, and you see the whole community transform.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really, it's very impactful, because you then have few cases of children always running to the clinic because of diarrhea and because of these unhygienic conditions. You also have then the community uplifting themselves,
yeah.
you know, from this status of just known as practicing risk behaviors. And then you also see community action. They are mm-hmm. now working together, they are networking, and not just waiting for outsiders to hand them a toilet, but they are also using what they have. And also you are seeing innovative ways to solve issues that they've been struggling for 15 years.
Exactly. And I like that you mentioned, you know, that sense of community and not waiting for other people to come in and help, but actually helping themselves. So I'd like to dive into partnerships and the role they play into the success of your different initiatives. But first, we'll quickly dive into our road report, and then we should be back.
Namibia's heart and soul, Fresh FM.
We is back once again right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Now, still joining me in studio is Sheya Vali Gottlieb from the Community Welfare Program Coordinator, who is the coordinator at the Development Workshop Namibia. Are you still good?
Yep.
Now, before we took a quick break, we'll talk about the importances as well as the roles that partnerships play in the success of the community welfare pillars and initiatives. Now, let's talk about the roles they play and how it implements and affects the success of your initiatives.
Yep. Well, the sanitation crisis in Namibia is quite huge, and it's a big challenge. Development Workshop alone cannot solve it.
Yes.
So we really enjoy this partnership, first with the government as well as the developmental partners for funding as well.
Yes.
And we also enjoy this relationship that we have with the local authorities. We also share a lot of technical aspects on how to overcome these challenges. So it's quite very important. Without partnership, I don't think we would achieve many of the things we did. And this really enables us to work together from in terms of support and also finding what solutions could really help. But also at the community level, we need to partner up with the constituency office. We need to partner up with the community leaders. People listen to their community leaders, and they can only get involved if they are involved, you know? And they can only take ownership if they feel empowered, like it's also part of our thing, you know? So partnership is very, very important. And these are really critical and diverse challenges. So they need multi-stakeholder engagement as well as different approach. It's not a one way, you know? And I would really say, and I would even encourage that we looking for more partners to really overcome these challenges and to improve the overall well-being of every Namibian, whether you are living in Pioneers Park or Nalitungwe or wherever. So,
awesome. And I think with reference to, you know, working together and bringing people and to collaborate within initiatives and narratives, I think a light at the end of the tunnel is very important. Now, do you perhaps have any success stories or notable achievements of the community welfare pillar?
Yes. So we have now achieved 16 communities that are considered as open defecation free. What that means is that everybody or 80% in that community has access to a toilet, and it's a safe toilet. And they are very much aware of what to do, how to prevent themselves. So this is a very big milestone. And we actually were the first, let's say we achieved our first urban ever open defecation free community in the whole country. So that was very, very important. And it's quite a milestone. And we're looking at the number of toilets that are built by individual households. We're looking at 8,500 something toilets.
Wow.
So, and looking at how the amount of sanitation demonstration centers we built, looking at 44 across all the towns where we're working in. And we have also scaled up a lot. We started with this program in 2019, only in Windhoek. And today we are looking at 10 towns. So,
wow.
And yeah, this is quite a milestone also. And we also really, really enjoy this response that we get from the community, that they are able to take initiatives into their own hand, create solutions that are quite tailor-made for their settlements. And these are really remarkable achievements.
Exactly. Yeah. And looking forward to being part of these. Now, before I let you go, I have one more question for you. And I'm looking at the different themes that is for the WASH campaign. What are the upcoming themes and how exactly do they align with your overall mission? I think we have about a minute left.
Okay.
So let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So the themes, as we said, it's on water sanitation and hygiene and also on solid waste management. And the new theme that we introduce is the menstrual hygiene management.
Yes.
All of this, if you combine it with the environment in the middle, it's really, really trying to improve the dignity, issues of human rights, access also, and as well as social equity, you know, and social justice also. So we think all these themes complement each other very well. They are very crucial in the quality of life of every citizen. Yeah,
exactly. And with those words, thank you so much, Shea, that is for joining us live here into studio. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you more, because I think these particular themes, and that is the community welfare pillar, is quite a narrative in the community. And a lot of people don't look at it within that aspect. You know, they're like, hey, would like to help them. And some people don't know how. And I think this initiative is brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. Have yourself a wonderful day. Lafika, it's always great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
And just like that, that was some representatives from the Development Workshop Namibia. And I must say, great initiatives are on the horizon. You can catch this chat on our website. Once again, that's www.freshfm.com.na/podcast. And you catch it over there. Keep it locked right here. Don't you dare go anywhere. Coming your way is your latest news. But first, let's check in with NHP. And to collaborate within initiatives and narratives, I think a light at the end of the tunnel is very important. Now, do you perhaps have any success stories or notable achievements of the community welfare pillar?
Yes. So we have now achieved 16 communities that are considered as open defecation free. What that means is that everybody or 80% in that community has access to a toilet, and it's a safe toilet. And they are very much aware of what to do, how to prevent themselves. So this is a very big milestone. And we actually were the first, let's say we achieved our first urban ever open defecation free community in the whole country. So that was very, very important. And it's quite a milestone. And we're looking at the number of toilets that are built by individual households. We're looking at 8,500 something toilets.
Wow.
So, and looking at how the amount of sanitation demonstration centers we built, looking at 44 across all the towns where we're working in. And we have also scaled up a lot. We started with this program in 2019, only in Windhoek, and today we are looking at 10 towns. So,
wow.
And yeah, this is quite a milestone also. And we also really, really enjoy this response that we get from the community, that they are able to take initiatives into their own hand, create solutions that are quite tailor-made for their settlements. And these are really remarkable achievements.
Exactly. Yeah. And looking forward to being part of these. Now, before I let you go, I have one more question for you. And I'm looking at the different themes that is for the WASH campaign. What are the upcoming themes and how exactly do they align with your overall mission? I think we have about a minute left.
Okay.
So let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So the themes, as we said, it's on water sanitation and hygiene and also solid waste management. And the new theme that we introduce is the menstrual hygiene management.
Yes.
All of this, if you combine it with the environment in the middle, it's really, really trying to improve the dignity, issues of human rights, access also, and as well as social equity, you know, and social justice also. So we think all these themes complement each other very well. They are very crucial in the quality of life of every citizen. Yeah.
Exactly. And with those words, thank you so much, Shea. For joining us live here into studio. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you more, because I think these particular themes, and that is the community welfare pillar, is quite a narrative in the community. And a lot of people don't look at it within that aspect. You know, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, would like to help them. And some people don't know how. And I think this initiative is brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. Have yourself a wonderful day. Lafika, it's always great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
And just like that, that was some representatives from the Development Workshop Namibia. And I must say, great initiatives are on the horizon. You can catch this chat on our website. Once again, that's www.freshfm.com.na/podcast, and you catch it over there. Keep it locked right here. Don't you dare go anywhere. Coming your way is your latest news. But first, let's check in with NHP.